It's EV News briefly for Monday, 25th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The Renault 5's been spotted in France with just a little bit of camouflage on in a bright yellow colour. And I must say, that kind of retro styling in a funky futuristic EV, if that makes sense, looks really good in real life. More photos coming in of not only the third-party branded Tesla V4s in Uttoxeter at the Asda site, the EV Point site. A few more of those on LinkedIn I saw. Makes it look fantastic. And the layout very much like the official Tesla V4s that we've seen in Europe and the UK already, but also expanding to the Moto services near Junction 39 of the M1. There's some more third-party Tesla V4s going in again to the branded EV Point. You know that Luton Airport parking fire that destroyed 1,400 cars last year and an EV got the blame? Yep, it wasn't. It was a diesel vehicle. The official report now out by the Fire and Police Services say it was started by a diesel vehicle that was in motion. The driver managed to get out and couldn't extinguish the fire. Nothing at all to do with any lithium-ion batteries. It wasn't a hybrid. And yet at the time last October, pretty much all the media followed social media speculation. Went, ooh, was it an electric vehicle? No, it absolutely wasn't. It was a diesel. I'm waiting for those corrections and apologies. I'm sure they'll be coming any minute now. The Tesla Cybertruck is prepped for wireless inductive charging. The first teardowns are starting to happen, and some pictures posted online prompted of some high-voltage orange connectors not being used, prompted people to go and read the manual. Shudder, the thought of actually reading a manual. And it's there in hiding in plain sight, that it's prepped for inductive charging. This would be good for robo-taxis, for autonomous vehicles, for taxis, I think for disabled users as well. But yeah, for most people, plugging in an EV is fine, but inductive charging somewhere will have some use. Tesla reducing production in Shanghai, their main export hub, from 6.5 days a week to 5 days a week of production. Eve Energy, the Chinese battery maker of cylindrical car batteries, in advanced talks for a 60 gigawatt hour facility in Coventry. That's the Midlands in the UK. It'll be our third battery factory behind the Envision AESC site in Sunderland and that new Tata one down in Somerset near me for the Jaguar Land Rover stuff. The next story is from Stellantis, reducing their workforce of 400 jobs last week on Friday amidst the shift to EV. They cited ongoing EV costs. Leap Motor is the company that Stellantis invested in. They're the Chinese company. We now get confirmation their vehicles will be made at their Polish Stellantis factory, where the Fiats are made, and also the Jeep Avenger, this June. So what that deal did was give Stellantis exclusive rights to build and market and sell those Chinese vehicles outside of China. Very interesting business model. Watching that with interest. Chevrolet compensating early Blazer EV buyers. They have since reduced the price by about $5,000-$6,000 on the Blazer now that it's had its software issues fixed. And anyone who bought the vehicle originally at the higher price is being compensated to bring them in line with what new buyers are paying for the Blazer. And that is Chevrolet doing absolutely the right thing by those customers. Hey, well done, BMW, hitting 2 million electrified vehicles. That's 2 million vehicles that they've sold with a plug socket on the side of all shapes and sizes. A great stat to get to. JFK will host New York City's biggest public EV charging hub. New York City planning to establish a site with 65 chargers and 12 DC fast chargers on that site near JFK Airport. The Renault subsidiary, which is called The Future is Neutral, that business is making remanufactured drivetrain components, motors, electronics, even batteries, and you can opt to buy a remanufactured one rather than a brand new OEM part for 30% less, and that's briefly.